Chapter 58. A Domestic Economy, and his treatises on the management of children and servants were considered the very best textbooks on those themes. But Mrs. Pocket was at home, and was in a little difficulty, on account of the babies, having been accommodated with a needle case to keep them quiet during the unaccountable absence with a relative in the foot guards of Miller's. And more needles were missing than it could be regarded as quite wholesome for a patient of such tender years either to apply externally, or to take as a tonic. Mr. Pocket being justly celebrated for giving most excellent practical advice, and for having a clear and sound perception of things and a highly judicious mind, I had some notion in my heartache of begging him to accept my confidence. But, happening to look up at Mrs. Pocket as she sat reading her book of dignities after prescribing bed as a sovereign remedy for baby, I thought, well, no, I wouldn't. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.